It's The Morning Show. I'm Keeley Boltina, in for Kate Archer-Kent. The values we have and the way we operate as a society can tell us whether people will choose to wear masks to protect other people's health. That's part of new research from MIT Sloan looking at culture. It could help us better understand the choices people have made during the COVID-19 pandemic and how they're likely to act in the future. There's a line for you at 800-642-1234. Do you see masks as a protection for yourself or for others first? What's the main reason you would wear a mask? Do you wear it for political reasons or for health reasons? Let's talk about it here on the Ideas Network, 1-800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. Alex English is a researcher in the Department of Psychology and Behavioral Sciences at Zhejiang University. That's in China. Alex, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What has it been like as an American in China watching how people in these very different countries responded to a contagious virus?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I've been in China the entire outbreak. I got back actually in early 2020, and that's when the coronavirus was just unfolding here. And actually what I was watching around me here was everyone was telling each other to wear masks, to take protection, to keep distance. And I was thinking about this as like, is this for themselves or is this like a communal sort of feeling that they were having? And then when things started to get under control here, I was watching how the COVID pandemic took place outside. And I was telling my friends and family back in the States, hey, guys, get the mask. You know, you got to stock up, you know, do whatever it takes to protect you and others around you. And so I was thinking about this question. Is it possible that culture could matter in whether we're likely to wear masks or not?
So is that what inspired you and colleagues to study culture and mask wearing?
Yeah, it was a really interesting phenomenon because, you know, if you remember back in the early days, there was the CDC released the guidelines saying, you know, masks don't help. They're only for healthcare workers and people who are sick. And then about 6 weeks later, I think in April, they announced, you know, hey, everyone should start wearing masks. And shortly after, I guess maybe there was this confusion or people then started not recognizing, hey, masks do help. Or maybe it was just, you know, they're not very comfortable, which everyone, I think, would agree. So we started thinking about the question, is it possible if we take out some of the other factors that we know will matter, such as like population density or political affiliation, will we still find the effect that culture, something like collectivism, thinking about others and being communal, if that would still predict someone's ability to wear a mask? And we found that it held up.
And that collectivism, that sense of community, what's the opposite of that? Can you give us some examples of those places?
You know, you're thinking about yourself, more individualistic. You're wearing a mask for you. You're not thinking about others. You know, or maybe you're just it's could be a sort of a violation of your freedom or your right to wear a mask or not wear a mask. And I'm not making any stance about it. But what we just found was that people who tended to share those cultural values at a country level or at a, you know, in the U.S., each state is classified based on how collective or not collective they are. And we found that that held up within the United States. So we used two large studies that were gathered at county level data. And we found that states like Hawaii or California were wearing masks to a greater degree than like North Dakota or Texas or Florida. Obviously, those states are also linked closely with political affiliation. But once we took out that factor, we still found the effect of collectivism, of being more communal and thinking about the other.
How can you remove the factor of political affiliation when trying to study culture? They feel so intertwined.
Yeah, actually, they're correlated. They're related about 0.4. But what we can do when we use statistical modeling is we can add in these variables into the model and see how much things change. And if we take out certain factors or add them in, we can account for them or control for them. And so with all of those factors in, like the amount of COVID cases, the population density, whether someone was more likely to like more political or more likely to vote for Republican, even with those in, those did predict mask usage or less mask usage, but collectivism still was an important factor that accounted for almost 20% of the variance in explaining someone's willingness or not willingness to use masks.
Alex English is a research fellow at Zhejiang University. He joins us from Shanghai, China, and we're taking your calls about mask wearing and culture at 800-642-1234. We've got Jim from Juneau who wants to join the conversation. Hey, Jim.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Okay. At first, I was very happy to wear a mask. I didn't like seeing that the older people who had a better chance of getting sick were having to isolate more than others. But at this point, we are throwing away vaccines because people aren't getting vaccinated. I feel that we are at a point where it's the survival of the fittest. And if they do not want to wear the mask, they might end up having to deal with the consequences of the pandemic. And, you know, I'm sorry to say that, but people don't take the time to do the research.
Hey, Jim, thank you so much for that. I want to make sure that Alex has an opportunity to respond because I hear Jim going kind of back and forth with ideals and saying, really showing us this is not a clear-cut issue.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim, for the call and the point there. So this research was done way before vaccines were available, last summer in July, all the way up until November. And I'm no way saying that you need to wear a mask or you don't at this point. I think it's definitely your choice. But the research does say that masks do help if you are unvaccinated, and perhaps we could think about this in another way. Is here in China, even though everyone is getting vaccines, they're still thinking about the chance that it could spread, and they're thinking about protecting others. So that sort of value of like the other, the communal sense, that's what our study had shown, was that some societies may be way more willing to do that than others. And that's how we were able to show that there was that effect. I think vaccines would be another really interesting study to look at. Is it possible that this value could also be found within the uptake of getting vaccines? I haven't done the study yet myself.
Good to know. Thanks again, Jim, for giving us a call at 800-642-1234. We've also got Steve from Sun Prairie on the line. Hey, Steve.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I live in the Madison area, and Madison is probably one of the most communal areas in our country. And before June 2nd, everyone was wearing the mask. Everyone was saying how important it was to wear the mask. It was almost a cult. Then the moment the restrictions are left, everybody took the mask off. So it almost seems like it's not a sense of communal, but it's just if someone in authority tells me to do something, I'm going to do it. And the moment I don't have that authority being told on me, I won't do it.
Steve, thanks for bringing that up. Alex, what do you think?
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Steve. In the academic terms, we call it tightness. So cultural tightness is the social norm and how willing people are to accept a norm. And if they violate that norm, like wearing a mask, how likely they were to be punished. So that's one thing, one important factor that we also had to look at was, hey, is it possible that these social norms could be driving people to wear masks? And if so, hey, if someone doesn't wear the mask, are they likely to be punished or, to be, fined perhaps? I think now, or maybe if we think going forward, it's possible that some societies may be putting in those fines or punishments for someone that may or may not wear masks. But in terms of that time, we didn't have a mask norm, and there was no fines or punishments. So I agree. I think there is this idea of, hey, this norm, oh gosh, there's maybe an uptick in cases. We should all sort of wear masks. Hey, let's follow this approach and let's see what everyone around me is doing. That's kind of the intertwine between tightness and this idea of collectivism, which is very similar in nature.
When you're talking about cultural tightness, does it apply to communities that operate more individualistically too, or is it really connected to the collectivism, that sense of doing things for others and for the greater good?
Yeah, that's a great question. So actually, there is the opposite of tightness is looseness. So some societies are looser than others, meaning they allow more deviance from a norm, you know, like coloring your hair or having tattoos or things like that, you know, 20 or 30 years ago, maybe in some societies, maybe, whoa, would be seen as you're deviating from the norm. So yeah, there is a link between collectivism and tightness. It doesn't explain they're not equivalent, meaning like a country like Thailand, they're very collectivistic, but they're also very loose in norms. And a state like Hawaii is very collectivistic, but also very loose. So it's not always equals, you know, tightness equals collectivists. It could vary across country and across state line as well.
We are talking about how our cultural values connect to our actions, especially when it comes to wearing masks to protect public health. Our guest, Alex English, is a researcher at Zhejiang University, stays with us here on the Ideas Network. And you can join in. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. Do you think individualism plays a role in whether people will wear masks? Are you wearing masks still because other people are continuing to wear them? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. This conversation continues. This is The Morning Show. Campaigns for wearing masks encouraged people to put on face coverings for themselves, but also to protect other people. Our guest is a researcher who says culture is a driving factor in whether that message resonates, because people do different things based on the norms and expectations in our own communities. Thanks for being with us on the Ideas Network. This is The Morning Show. I'm Keeley Boltina. Our guest is Alex English, a researcher in the Department of Psychology and Behavioral Sciences at Zhejiang University. And you can join the conversation now at 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. And we've got Kiram from Wisconsin Rapids on the line. Hey, Kiram.
Hello. I've noticed that it's very different from other places because, well, when you notice there are certain people wearing masks, yeah, there people are more likely to wear masks around them. In Maryland, it's the same thing. In Wisconsin, it's pretty similar, except for the fact that it's a little looser around here because there's more space and people feel more freely to walk around.
Oh, thank you for those observations, Kiram. We really appreciate your call. Alex, let's talk about that last piece. Kiram mentioned that people feel like there's more outdoor space. The CDC guidelines tell us being outdoors is, you know, less likely for transmission of this virus. So is there an aspect to this that we should really be thinking about place?
Yeah, I think thank you for the call. That's awesome that you're listening, and good points and observations, actually comparing or thinking about Maryland to Wisconsin. And I think situational factors do matter, meaning if you're around a group of people and maybe they're wearing a mask, maybe now we may feel a little uncomfortable and we may put on our mask. What's the phrase, like mask up, right? And then also, obviously, it varies, of course, by where you're going. Maybe you're going into an indoor place where it's likely that you need to wear a mask. It's kind of mandated by the store. Or if you think about where in the city that you're living, if you're in an urban or rural part of the city, maybe you're also feeling, hey, I have more space. And also summer's coming. You're also out and about. So it's, yeah, a lot of factors play into this. That we now know are very, you know, valuable features of when to wear a mask and when not to. I think it's important for our study to know we did this very early on when we didn't know what we know now, right? So we just asked the question, hey, or the question was, how often are you wearing masks? when do you wear masks and how frequently do you wear masks? That was basically the question. So I agree, now we have to start thinking about those various factors and the situations that we're in and when we need to wear a mask and not wear it.
Alex, can you talk more about that idea of just social pressure when you go into these even smaller, you know, we've been talking about communities or states, but really when you go into these smaller situations and how that could affect whether someone chooses to wear a mask and whether that's about themselves or other people?
Yeah, I think it's a great point. I mean, it's almost like our car keys and wallet now, right? Maybe our mask will just always be in our back pocket or in our purse, and we'll have it just in case we're in a situation where someone may say, hey, you know, I'd prefer if you wear a mask, or hey, I feel like I'm coming down with a cold. I think we should all wear masks. So I think this is one of those social norms that's going to be long lasting. At least I would predict so, that we, even though we'll all be vaccinated, we may still carry our mask in our car just as a backup, right? So I think those small situations and those small gatherings, and that's obviously without sort of any mandates where we go into a store and there's someone that tells us, hey, please wear your mask when you go in. This is just those natural settings or those interpersonal interactions that we may feel that we should mask up or not, right?
Mask wearing did become a cultural norm in East Asian countries after the 2003 SARS outbreak. Do you really think mask wearing will become more acceptable in the U.S.?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I've actually lived in China since 2007, and that was 4 years after SARS. And I lived near Hong Kong, where the outbreak was pretty prevalent. And I remember in those first few months when I arrived, I saw obviously a lot more people wearing masks than I would ever see in the States. And I asked a few people, and they all had very clear, vivid memories of those, you know, tough days in SARS. And when the outbreak happened here in China, you know, last year, I remember a lot of the people were saying, you know, it was this unknown pneumonia before we knew what it is now. They were saying, this is like SARS. We need to follow and do what we did then to, you know, to overcome this. And so people immediately started masking up. So I think there will be some ingrained feature of this where we're all going to be sort of hardwired differently because of what we've gone through over the last year. And I imagine that masks and social distancing will become something that we'll be more open to in the future. Not like we have to, but if it ever does come again, we'll be more prepared, right? And more ready to do what we need to get through it.
We've got Josh in Oak Creek who wants to get in on this conversation. Hi, Josh.
Hey there. So my comment is that I do like the fact that, you know, it's loosening up a bit with the mask. I mean, I've always worn one. You know, human beings weren't meant to be running around in masks. My point, though, is that as much as it's getting looser, I hope the norm doesn't go away or die, that a mask is important, because the public needs to realize that not only if you take COVID away, the mask took care of flu, strep, pneumonia, all the other fun ones that none of us want to get in the winter. And I plan on wearing one this winter in light of that. It just makes me wonder, by then, is the norm going to be, why is that guy wearing a mask?
Josh, thank you so much for bringing that up. And Alex, it sounds like Josh has hit on collectivism.
Yeah, a little bit. And also the norm feature, right? And then there's the part about how others are going to perceive you if you're wearing the mask. I think the mask is great in the winter there in Wisconsin because it's so cold with the wind and everything. So I'm hoping that people will be more open to wearing masks. I know I'm from Arizona. I know how hard it would be to wear one in the summer. It seems cool not to wear one in the summer. I mean, I guess it is kind of that personal choice. And I hope that there's not the mass stigma that we had very early on in the outbreak, where people were seen as, oh, you're wearing a mask, you're carrying the disease or something, you're the sick one. And I hope we're more open to just saying, oh, he's wearing a mask, whatever, you know, I'm not going to, that's my choice, you know, and there's not that stigma. But maybe what we need is some good public messaging and some, you know, some guidance from health officials or someone just to help promote that feature. If you want to wear a mask, sure, you know, do it, right? It's your choice too.
Sure, because public health leaders might be able to use this information for a future crisis beyond COVID-19.
Yeah. And also, you know, influenza and strep and all those terrible colds that we get to, we know that, you know, exerting those particles, we do reduce that when we wear a mask. So hopefully those small features will also be considered. You know, even if you catch a cold, you know, you can also be thinking of others and be like, hey, I'm not going to this meeting, but hey, I don't want to get anyone else sick. I'll wear my mask. If you all want to, that's cool too, type mm-hmm. of a thing.
Alex, we'll watch for more research from you. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Alex English is a researcher in the Department of Psychology and Behavioral Sciences at Zhejiang University. We talked about his research showing how our culture is a good predictor of whether we'll do things like wear masks to protect other people from getting sick. Up next is news. Then we discuss the staffing shortages threatening the water parks and restaurants and other attractions in Wisconsin Dells this summer. You can join in. Tell us about your experience at 800-642-1234. I'm Keeley Boltina. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.